from KQED.
Well, the fallout from last week's election continues to ripple through California, and one place it's being felt is in our state parks. Voters turned thumbs down on Proposition 21, an $18 fee on vehicle registration that would have generated some $500 million for the 278 parks throughout California. So, what happens now? We're putting that question to Paul Rogers. He covers science and environmental issues for the San Jose Mercury News and KQED. Paul, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Well, where does it leave us? Where does this leave the parks?
Well, they're back to square one in a lot of regards. You know, the environmental groups who supported Proposition 21 really put a lot of money and time and effort into this. They have seen over many years, actually the last 20 years, a steady decline in the condition of state parks, an increase in the maintenance backlog, which is now $1.3 billion. These are the leaking roofs, the broken plumbing, the potholes in the roads. And they were trying once and for all to get a stable source of funding that wouldn't be subject to the vagaries of the general fund every year. But they lost in spectacular fashion. As Jerry Brown said, the electorate was in no mood to add to their burdens. So, you know, really, after putting everything on black and spinning the wheel, it came up red and they're right back to square one.
Any sense of why it lost so badly? I know obviously the economy is a factor, but anything else? I mean, there was a campaign for it. I don't think there was much of a campaign against it. And people love the parks. They go to the parks and use them. Any sense of what happened?
I think with a lot of political observers, this was perhaps the biggest surprise on the ballot. I think a lot of people thought this was at least going to be close because state parks aren't really political. But this is a state where we have 12% unemployment. The electorate was a different electorate than we saw in 08. There were far fewer younger people. It was a more conservative electorate, frankly, at a time when times are really tough. And this lost in 48 of California's 58 counties.
So what options are left for the parks and for state government?
I talked to State Parks Director Ruth Coleman a couple of days ago about this. And basically, California, starting right about now, is going back to the plan that it had last fall and winter, which was reduced hours at about 150 of the 278 parks. And you're going to see parks lovers, you know, groups like the Nature Conservancy, Save the Redwoods League, and other groups that help fund Prop 21. They are looking for other solutions. There could be more corporate sponsorship of parks. There are all sorts of ideas, but none of them raise anywhere near the kind of money that this $500 million could have been raised, you know, from Prop 21.
You mentioned some of the problems with parks that have been caused by deferred maintenance, leaky pipes and bathrooms that don't work, all those kinds of things. Now we're talking about closing the parks. I'm sure that maintenance will get pushed down the road even further. Is there a concern that there's kind of a point of no return, that, you know, you can't bring these things back for one reason or another?
Absolutely. You know, when people think about state parks in California, often they don't differentiate between national parks like Yosemite and local county parks. But when you realize places like Hearst Castle or the Gold Discovery Site or Sutter's Fort or all the beaches from the Baywatch beaches of Southern California up to the great North Coast rocky beaches near Redwood Forest, all these places that define California and its sense of place and its history are state parks. And when many of these historic sites are damaged, you can damage artifacts, you can lose things permanently. I mean, Pigeon Point Lighthouse in San Mateo County is literally falling apart. There are chunks of metal have fallen off it. It was built in the late 1800s, and there are lots of places around the state like that. And so my guess is you're going to see some attempt to copy what Montana and Washington State have done, which is a voluntary checkoff box when you register your vehicle, perhaps even moving that to an opt-in or an opt-out type thing where you would automatically be charged the $5 or $10 unless you checked a no box. But that could be politically touchy as well.
Now, the governor had been talking about not just closing these parks during the week, but shutting them, some of them down altogether. Is that also on the table?
It is. We really don't know what Jerry Brown's going to do in his budget. As we're seeing right now, the University of California is raising fees. There are a lot of other state programs being cut. And when you talk about teachers and firefighters and other important programs, they're competing with state parks. And for a lot of legislators, particularly legislators from urban areas, state parks are going to go down the list. So it's up to environmental groups who so far have been very, very interested in helping buy land for state parks and expand the parks, but until recently haven't done a lot to add rangers and to do the sort of more pedestrian maintenance duties. It's going to be up to them, working with the new governor and the legislators, to figure out perhaps some suite of ways to get little pots of money here and there. But this really was the one big shot, and it lost so badly, 58-42, that we're not likely to see another attempt in 2012.
All right, Paul Rogers, he covers science and environmental issues for the San Jose Mercury News and KQED. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.